My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Hi, friends. Welcome to Why Bloody Valentine. I'm Rich, and I'm here with Carolyn.
Hi.
And we watched Lisa Frankenstein.
I forgot that we watched the movie.
Jesus. Yeah, we did watch it way before we recorded the podcast. We've been meaning to record the podcast, but we've been getting sidetracked. Like, last night, Carolyn adopted a fucking squirrel.
And the kids found a little, like, baby teenager squirrel, and yeah, I fell in love with him.
So she snuggled that for a few hours, which ate into our podcasting time.
I literally wrapped it under the blanket with me in my bed and snuggled it for 3 hours.
Yeah, it wasn't 15 minutes. We're not talking 15 minutes. So
he just needed love.
And now he's got plenty of love. He's got two moms. Things are going great for this squirrel.
Make it sound like we're lesbians. We are not.
No, they're not.
I am the mother of the son, and she is the mother of the daughter who are dating, and they have adopted the squirrel. So we are grandmothers to our grand squirrel.
Yes.
It's normal. This is fine.
It's perfectly acceptable adult behavior. I support it.
Thank you.
I'm an animal lover.
Yeah, you snuggled that squirrel. I saw you do it.
You made...
You took a selfie with the baby squirrel. You did. Anybody who's listening, hit him up. I bet he saved it.
Why would I save it? I've never.
Give me your phone.
No!
Why not?
There are at least two selfies in my Snap story, but I'm pretty sure I did save one. Any picture that I take with a squirrel in it is a good picture.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
So the movie, yeah.
This is the second time we've tried to talk about this movie in like the past 10 minutes. The first time was 5 minutes of squirrel talk. This time is 3 minutes of squirrel talk. I promise we're going to get to Lisa Frankenstein.
I miss him.
This was a solid change of pace, I think. X was a pretty hard R movie. Like, R. Like, real R. Like, lots of violence. Lots of gore. Lots of nudity. This is fairly tame, PG-13.
This was a weird-ass fucking movie.
It was. So, as I said in the mini-episode, this was directed by Zelda Williams, the daughter of Robin Williams. So, he's a zany dude, so I'm assuming she's a chip off the old block a little bit. In addition to that, it was written by Diablo Cody. Diablo Cody wrote Juno.
Oh.
And one of the best horror movies of the like late 2000s, Jennifer's Body, which we covered on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of Juno in here. You can see like that sort of sensibility.
Mm-hmm.
About
yeah, now that you say that,
about Lisa Swallows.
Oh my god.
So no boobs, 7 kills, no jump scares. This was not a scary movie.
No,
it was 101 minutes as well. So those are the counts, and this is the cast. Catherine Newton stars as Lisa. She's been in a few Marvel movies, Freaky, which is like a horror version of Freaky Friday, and Detective Pikachu.
I didn't even know that was a movie.
You didn't know Detective Pikachu was a movie?
No.
I heard it's okay. This is the one. So we're sitting there and I'm like, I cannot wait to tell you about this. And this is the one. And our assistant almost gave it away. She tried her best to give it away. She didn't do it.
She even asked me the next day. Do you know who?
She wanted to ruin this so badly. And I know.
What is he?
In this movie? Just the creature is what he's called.
Yeah, she's like, do you know who he is? And I was like, no. And Rich said, you're not allowed to tell me because he wants to tell me on the air.
Yeah, she tried so hard to ruin this and I don't understand why. I mean, kudos to her for not. But Cole Sprouse is the creature.
Oh my god!
Right?
I don't know who that is.
You may know
you
him.
You know that I don't know that shit.
You may know him as Jughead from Riverdale.
Okay.
All right. He's in another movie, and you love this movie. Okay? And I love that this coincidence exists. Because he was Julian, a.k.a. Frankenstein, in Big Daddy.
Oh, my God.
That's why when she said, this isn't the first time we played Frankenstein, right?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know any Frankensteins anyways. You guys are stupid.
Yes. So this is...
Frankenstein, have fun with your friends.
Yeah.
Aww.
So that's him. Also, Ben Geller and Friends, another connection. Yeah. Ross's little kid. So yeah, you know Cole Sprouse well.
I do. I just didn't know I did. Well, he was a baby then.
I don't know if he wipes his own ass in this movie.
He don't have to, I don't think. He's dead.
Yeah, for a little bit. He comes back to life. I guess since we covered the writer and director, we can move along with just two cast members. That's sufficient. It starts out animated, and this is a pretty solid opening credit sequence. It's fast, it's animated, it's not lame. Tells a little bit of a story, but it fucking gets over with. I like that kind of thing. I'd still be fine never having these at all, but this is inoffensive and borderline good. Bachelor's Grove Cemetery is where the movie turns live action. Lisa does all the 80s moves to her head. Crimper, Aquanet, not super into socializing. In fact, her doctor says she needs to socialize. So she's like a dork, right?
Yeah.
But we like her so far. Do we end the movie liking her?
She's fine. You know, never mind.
I don't what?
You know, she kind of reminds me of my best friend's daughter.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, headstrong, weird, but don't give a fuck that she's weird.
Yeah, not in an insulting way. It's not insulting.
No, not at all. She obviously, she kills people. So
not your friend's daughter.
Right. So, like, that's how she's not similar to her. That I don't, as she does not remind me. Huh?
As far as we know.
Right. I mean, she might would. If she needed some parts bad enough,
we would support her in this.
I would, absolutely.
Yes.
So, best friend, if you hadn't watched this one.
Yes, and like I said, all love. This is not an insult.
God, no.
If she had a fan club, we'd be in it. We'd pay the $5, send the self-addressed stamped envelope. We would be in it.
Yeah. Love that kid.
So Taffy is trying to get her to open up. Taffy's her kind of sister. She even allows her to use her tanning bed, and the tanning bed electrocutes Lisa. Nothing goes good for Lisa Frankenstein.
Well, she was told that when she won that tanning bed, she would use it to better other people's lives.
Yeah, so. And so she just electrocutes everybody mm-hmm. with it. Lisa is hot for someone named Michael, the editor of the high school magazine. Huge dork, cerebral, but not in a wheelchair. Did you like that joke?
No.
Did you like any of the jokes?
Not really. No,
they mostly didn't hit in this movie.
Most of them weren't jokes. They were just kind of dumb.
They were just quips. Like, there was a couple that I thought were funny, but most of them didn't land like I would have hoped. We find out Lisa spends a lot of time in the cemetery. She has a favorite. She tends his grave and brings him flowers. This is a very, very goth girl, especially for the 80s. Mm-hmm. They're going to a party. It's party time. Lisa runs into Michael. Michael knows her name. Michael likes her poems. And that's like an aphrodisiac. We saw it in this movie and we saw it in Carrie when Carrie liked his poems and it just turned him on.
For some people, if you wrote me a poem, it wouldn't turn me on.
You'd think I couldn't write you a poem that would turn you on.
Correct.
That sounds like bullshit. That sounds like I am a poet.
It sounds like you're a poet?
No, it sounds like what you said sounds like bullshit, and I am a poet.
I highly doubt you're a poet.
Why would you doubt that? I have a way with words.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Prove it.
Remind me, I have to write you a fucking poem. I don't have a way with memory.
have a way with memory.
Someone remind me that I have the right... The assistant, she has a way with memory. Remind me to write a poem, and I will read it on this podcast.
You're going to read it on the podcast?
I shouldn't have said that.
You're gonna turn me on the podcast?
That wouldn't be the first time. Remember the fucking animal crackers? Here comes the gazelle. Yeah. Turn on now.
No, I am not.
I'm sorry, but we have to finish recording the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Taffy spreading the story of what happened to Lisa's mom. Some psycho axe murdered her mom. I'm calling this a kill. I didn't believe this story, but apparently this is what happened. Because no one ever refutes it, including Lisa. Like, what? That someone broke into the house and murdered the mom with an axe while Lisa, like, hid and watched.
Yeah.
So this is what happened, apparently. I thought for sure this was just not true. Fairly certain it's true, though, because they never give you any hint otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa's father, Dale, married Taffy's mom 6 months later, which is suspicious. Another reason.
Yeah, that's sus.
Another reason I didn't believe the story. Lisa chugs some alcohol to show off, and she has a rough go of it. I don't think that was alcohol.
Yeah, there was something else in that.
Yeah, it was not good because she trips balls like all fucking night. She's wandering dangerously close to the pool. Does not take the plunge. I thought for sure she was falling in that fucking pool. She wandered so close to it for so long, did not fall in the pool. Doug, her lab partner, is worried about her for good reason. She's puking into a trash can. An acceptable place to puke.
Yes, not a tub.
Mm-hmm. Tubs are not acceptable. You do not puke in tubs.
Your wife will never let you forget it.
Ever.
Pretty sure I told the tub puking story within 1 month of being at my new job.
Mm-hmm. Even if you write her a poem, she won't let you forget it.
Especially if you write her a poem, because...
What the fuck, especially?
Because I said it will not turn me on. Poems will not turn me on. You said it's an aphrodisiac. And I said for some people, because it is not for me. You think you're going to turn me on by something that I clearly told you will not work.
Yeah, I am regretting the turn on aspect of it a little
bit. So now you're just backtracking, saying you can write a poem?
No, anybody can write a poem. I would more make you melt with my words.
You're gonna make me melt.
Melt. Not goosh as much as melt.
Okay.
Not sploosh. But melt like chocolate. Like an M&M in a mouth. Not in a hand. So there's a bad storm outside, and weirdly, we have a thunderstorm here while we're watching the movie. So for some reason, that's the reason we turned the lights out to watch this movie.
Yeah, so we could watch
the thunderstorm. So a thunderstorm outside, thunderstorm on the movie. That was cool.
Yeah.
I like that. More of that. Instead, all we get is shitty rain with no thunderstorms. Yeah. But more of that would be nice.
The storm didn't last very long here.
No. Doug, this motherfucker, grabs her tit. Bastard. Unlimited bastards to this fucking guy. She flees. She's also hallucinating.
Not only did he grab her tip, but he also then put her hand on his dick and was like, you can't stop now. You done started it. Like, dude.
He gets what he deserves later.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So fuck him. But
don't fuck him.
No, don't fuck him. I don't know what she drank, though.
I think it was laced with something.
It must have been laced with a lot of something.
She has some crazy ass dreams then.
She's at the cemetery, she's at the grave of her special friend, but then she's home, and she smashes a mirror just as lightning strikes the grave. We see her dream. It's kind of like the Bride of Frankenstein, except she has a Pabst Blue Ribbon blanket on, and that guy that was on the tombstone gives her Freshen Up Gum while they watch A Trip to the Moon together.
Yeah, it was weird.
Freshen Up Gum was so awful and gross. We called it Cum Gum. Did you call it Cum Gum?
No, at the time that I ate Freshen Up Gum, I did not know what cum was.
You didn't know
was.
About cum? Cum was still a secret?
Yes.
Okay.
It was disgusting. That was like having toothpaste inside your gum.
I'm pretty sure we called it cum gum maybe before I knew what cum was.
Hmm.
We just heard the older kids say it. We talked about cum gum. But yeah, it was gross. I don't know why it ever existed.
I was a good girl who hung out with other good girls, and they would have never used the word cum.
Never.
And they probably didn't know what it was either, even if they were older than me.
Never. You're right.
You hung out with very good girls. Not where I was from.
You were a very good girl.
Was.
You're not a good girl anymore?
No.
Okay. I wonder if you can get the cum gum still. Like, they can't possibly make it, but I wonder if there's some, like, old stock of the cum gum, and if, like
on
it
stayed eBay?
Good, yeah. I bet it didn't stay good, right? I don't care, I don't like it. It's morning, and Lisa looks like hell. Monster-in-law is giving her a hard time for breaking the mirror. This isn't the first thing she's broken. First, it was the precious moment cake stand. Now it's a mirror. A taste for vandalism, young Lisa has. Were you offended about the precious moments cake stand getting broken?
No. It was such a small time in my life. And my mom went overboard over it.
I don't even think it's bad. Like, I think it's...
The precious moments?
Yeah. I don't even see the problem.
There's tons of them in our attic and they need to go.
I don't know. I think it's cool.
You think it's cool that I have precious moments in our attic?
That you like them. I just think it's cool that you like them like that.
I didn't like them like that. I liked one and my mom went insane. You know how she is.
I do. Okay.
I never liked them like that. Like how I hoard yarn.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, I like that.
And I like that you like that like that.
Right. But I was never like that with precious moments.
Is there?
I was like, oh, that's cute. And she started buying them.
Because
she's insane.
Yeah. So, like, if I started collecting something, would you be like, oh, I like that you like that? Or would you be like, get this shit out of here?
Well, first of all, it depends on what it is. Second of all, it depends on how long you like it.
DVDs.
I'm fine with your DVDs.
Okay.
You have DVDs. You have old video games. The problem is, when you were in love with collecting all the old video games, like, that was, I mean, that was fine. But, like, it only lasted for about 6 months. And now you never play with them, and you never look at them, and you never do anything with them, and they just sit there. At least I collect the yarn, but I still use it, and it's been 20 years. I'm still knitting, still spinning.
I would be more apt to play the old video games.
No, you won't.
If I had a better...
No. You wouldn't.
I like.
You're over it.
I like to look
at
them.
Nope, you had that...
I was looking at them and explaining them to the kids like 4 days ago, the video games and what they were about and everything.
You're over it.
I'm not. I had them out. I had them out with me. And I was talking to the kids.
The most they get played with now is when the baby comes over here and he knocks everything off that shelf and we have to put them back.
I saw the baby today. Did you see the baby today?
I did see the baby today. That baby gave me kisses.
Can I have anything? Can I win anything? I didn't get kisses. He punched me in the face and scratched my cheek. That's what I got.
He's a little bastard.
Michael is at Lisa's job apologizing. The boss, he's a prick. He says he can always count on Lisa to work Saturdays because she can't get a date. Probably because she's flat-chested. Flat-chested girls can get dates.
Yeah.
It does not make a difference.
No. She's like, not even that flat-chested.
No, she's like a normal human being.
Yeah, she was just wearing clothes that like didn't... like show that she had tits.
It doesn't even matter.
No, it doesn't.
Like,
I was for real flat chest and look what I got.
Yeah, look at what you nabbed.
Yeah, had 6 kids.
Yeah, no,
flat chested.
Yeah, so it obviously doesn't matter to me. I do not give a fuck.
No, just buy them.
Yeah, I can just save up. This family sucks. Lisa must be a vegetarian because they ordered the meatiest pizza ever, and there's so much fucking meat on it, I don't think I would even want to eat
it. Yeah, that was gross.
Taffy at least sticks up for her, but these parents really blow, including her own. Like, her biological parent is here, and he sucks. They're going.
It's really weird that the stepsister's so nice to her. That's not what you normally see in a movie.
No, and she does not get fucking rewarded for it.
No.
They're going to see Look Who's Talking, and Lisa's watching Day of the Dead on TV instead. Also, she's being attacked by, like, a fucking swamp thing. You know what she defends herself with?
I don't remember.
More precious moments. She's throwing them. And she's going to get in trouble for that, too, because she has a taste for vandalism. Mm-hmm. She lands on this thing, and it pukes like crazy right in her face.
That was disgusting.
The sprinkler outside washed this thing off a bit, so you can at least tell he's human. And she's going to have some explaining to do about all this. They've made a mess. He's missing a hand. She has the cure. But not for that. It's more for fixing people emotionally. I saw the cure once.
Did it fix you emotionally?
No, the cure is weird because they're like the classic happy music, sad lyrics band. Did you ever hear The Cure?
I don't know, have I?
Probably. Did you ever hear Boys Don't Cry? Did you ever hear Just Like Heaven? Show me, show me, show me how you do that trick. The one that makes me scream, she said.
No.
The one who makes me laugh, she said.
No.
Threw her on.
I said no!
Friday, I'm in love. You've heard that. Saturday, wait.
Yeah.
So that's The Cure.
Okay.
He has the rosary. She figures out who he is. So she is kind of mean, so he starts to cry, but his tears are very stinky.
Oh, yeah.
Everything about this guy is stinky. So it's time to clean the boy. He's going to get a shower. There's worms and shit. He's clean, but it's barely an upgrade. We get an 80s clothing change montage scene. I like that. More of these. But the parents are home. There was a home invasion. You know who she describes in this home invasion?
The Hamburglar.
The motherfucking Hamburglar. Exactly. We used to have at our McDonald's this, like, Hamburglar
statue.
Sort of, but you could go in it.
Made it. Oh, you go in it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hmm.
But yeah, I know that statue you're talking about too. They really fucking ruined McDonald's.
Yeah.
I don't even want to, like, go there.
No.
Like, it was cooler when it was fucking weird, right? All of them were cooler. Taco Bell was cooler when it was fucking weird.
They had playlands and ball pits.
Why did he think? Why do you suppose
they sit on Ronald McDonald's lap?
Why do you suppose they ruined everything?
I don't know. COVID?
No, it was way before COVID. They started making everything. What? Like, why does McDonald's and Taco Bell and Chipotle and fucking Pizza Hut all look exactly the same?
Unfinished.
Chipotle's the worst for that. Chipotle looks like they just did not finish building it. At least McDonald's looks done.
Yeah.
They look shitty and
Chipotle
boring.
Chipotle has, like, exposed beams and everything.
Yeah, Chipotle, like, has, like, asbestos hanging out and shit. It's horrible. Like, the food's good. I like Chipotle. I'm not one of those guys like, fuck Chipotle just because it's Chipotle or whatever. I like Chipotle. But the aesthetic sucks. The service kind of sucks.
Chipotle is my life.
It's basically just, like, lunch lady. You have, like, a lunch lady. And you're in an unfinished fucking cafeteria. It kind of sucks outside of the food. Everything about it sucks. Right?
Go on with the movie.
Oh, yeah. Monster-in-law is accusing her of doing this for attention because she hasn't gotten enough attention since her mother died, which was also for attention somehow.
Yeah.
So it's time for residential treatment. That's the mom's suggestion. I suggest emancipation.
Mm-hmm.
The creature lives in her closet for now, and he's, like, picking out clothes for her. He dresses her full goth, so he has a type. And honestly, he did a great job, because...
It worked.
Yeah, she looks pretty
fucking
good.
Started getting attention.
This mom, she thinks she's the most empathetic person ever, and I found that the lead...
Yeah.
So, it's a huge red flag if somebody calls themselves sensitive or an empath.
It's also a red flag for, someone like that to work in mental health care.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Because that's what she did. She worked at the place that she was trying to commit her to.
Yes.
It's like,
no.
You should be a resident.
Yes. Yes, very much. So, yeah, if somebody's like, I'm sensitive or I'm an empath, you don't have to like write them off completely, but it is a red flag. Mm-hmm. Or, like, for me, I'm oblivious. Like, that's not a red flag. That's a green flag. I don't know what's fucking going on most of the time.
That's not a green flag.
No, but at least
you don't pay attention at all.
At least it's goddamn honest, and it's not my fault that I don't pay attention.
It's so weird because you're always like, why are you mad at me when I'm not mad at you? But when I am mad at you, you don't fucking notice.
Huh. I've never noticed that.
Well, duh! I just said you don't notice.
See, I noticed.
Oh my god, I never noticed.
I noticed this. I see what's going on here.
When I'm like, okay, you hurt my feelings, you're like, we don't have those. So, can you, like, not?
I don't ever mean to hurt your feelings. I'm just oblivious to feelings.
Yeah, we don't have those, so.
The creature spits in the mom's food. So it's a little revenge for Lisa. She gets a worm in the mouth, which is the least...
He leaks worms everywhere he goes.
Forever. Like, he never runs out of worms. Even no matter how human or clean he gets, he never runs out of worms completely.
Which was kind of funny because the next day when I went to work, for some reason, our parking lot there is like a worm graveyard whenever it rains at night. And I took a picture of the juiciest, nastiest worm. And I was like, look, he was here.
Michael and Lisa flirting hard, but Taffy sends him packing, which you'll find out later. She's a fucking cunt for this. All the creature wants is a new hand. That's not all he wants. That's all he wants for this moment.
Yeah.
Janet skipped her conference. Damn it, Janet. That's what she says.
I did like that one. That one landed.
Yeah, that one hit. But you have to be old enough to get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Our kids don't get that joke.
No, they wouldn't.
Janet thinks Lisa put worms on her plate, but she was in school.
She's going to blame her for everything, though.
Yeah, just
She's
anything.
She's the evil stepmom.
Yeah, and Janet slapped Lisa. She's having Lisa admitted now. Inpatient, lockdown, special socks. Special teams, special players.
Stop.
Sorry.
Grippy socks.
The creature brains Janet with a sewing machine, and that is fucking game over for Janet. Mm-hmm. This is the first, like, kill we get. And he takes her ear.
I didn't even know he needed an ear. Like, I knew he needed a hand. Why did he not take her hand?
Well, because he didn't want a girl hand, probably. Probably wanted man. Guess, yeah. Well, he does.
But it's okay. He has a girl ear.
Yeah. I thought for sure that at some point, like, they were going to notice this guy when she was missing and notice that he, like, had her earring in.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, like, wow, that'll be a fun gag when that happens. You know when it happens? Never. I would have bet money that this was going to happen at some point. Because he's a little girl ear with a fucking earring in.
But did he have hair or something that was covering it? Because I didn't even notice he didn't have an ear.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he had hair covering it. So they've got to bury the body, and Lisa is super okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's totally okay with this. And she's also pretty cool with sewing the ear onto his head.
Mm-hmm.
So... it didn't help then, but they realize lightning brought him back, so they're trying something else. They're going to electrocute him in a tanning bed, which is like fucking old Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
This thing would kill you, and it works.
And he looks a little less dead when he comes out.
Yeah, each time he looks a little less dead.
Yep.
Like, they should just keep doing this.
Yeah.
Over and over. So Lisa is apparently an alcoholic now. It looks like she's drinking cooking wine, though. And she has turned out, she's like turned it around. So her confidence is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very confident girl now. And she wrote the boy a note to meet her. I thought this was Michael she was writing the note
for. Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But it was actually the fucking creep that molested her at the party she wrote the note mm-hmm. for. She's kind of hard candy in him. She's drawing him in. You ever see Hard Candy?
No.
I think you'd like it. She's kind of drawing him in. He is very freaked out about the graveyard. It's very unchristian,
mm-hmm.
which is true. That's kind of the point.
Yeah, so is raping people.
Yeah, so is sexual molestation. Mm-hmm. Is it, though?
Yes, it's unchristian.
You should tell the fucking Christians. Because they've been raping and molesting a lot.
Well, you can't tell them nothing.
And off goes his hand, and he's dead. So, again, she does not care that this...
Well, they needed a hand.
Yes. So it's time to attach that hand and go back to the tanning bed. Like you said, he becomes more and more human every time he's cooked. I don't know if it's the cooking or the adding the part and the cooking. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this recipe is to bring him more humanity. But he can dance and shit now.
Yeah, he's like walking straight and shit now.
Yeah, I don't know if he can shit, but he can definitely dance. He can walk straight. He's not like what he was this...
Yeah, he was like hobbling and falling apart. And now he's better. He's dancing.
Yeah, he's like doing the fucking singing in the rain dance. He's getting there.
And he is obviously falling in love with her.
Yeah, and he's...
And she's oblivious, like you.
Yeah, and he's still infested with bugs. Which, yeah. Like, if you're infested with bugs, stop falling in love with people. Get your shit together first.
I guess, yeah.
Get rid of the bugs. Like, stop dropping fucking worms on people.
Yeah.
And then you can do this shit. Hand works great, though. He's playing the fucking piano with it. Mm-hmm. So that's like a good test of your hand. And we got a piano duet. Lisa on vocals singing an REO Speedwagon song.
The assistant was not impressed with the song choice.
No, she was not. But she did nail, like, hey, Oreo Speedwagon. Mm-hmm. So she knew it, at least.
Yeah, instantly, but...
He cries, this smells like a hot toilet at a carnival. So that hasn't been fixed yet by the electrocutions. Yeah. So again, maybe stop falling in love until your fucking tears don't smell like a hot toilet at a carnival and you stop dropping bugs on people.
Solid advice.
Yeah, just get your fucking act together. Taffy is going to call her mom. This will not work because her mom's dead. So that's why this will not mm-hmm. will not work. She has to explain all kinds of things from her closet. A recorder, a doll, a back massager.
Yeah, back massager.
Mom is not in Milwaukee. What if she's been kidnapped? Laffy Taffy is freaking the fuck out. She's an intuitive person, just like her mom. Yeah. Where I don't think it's as much a red flag for her.
She's an IP.
She's a fucking dummy, Laffy Taffy. She's also kind of a cunt. Like, she was nice to the sister, but she does do something terribly, terribly wrong. Lisa doesn't understand. She has nothing to worry about because her mom has already been murdered. Like, mm-hmm. Creature massages Lisa. I think Lisa is starting to want to fuck this guy. She's explaining that sometimes people don't use that on their back. They use it in other places.
And then she shows him.
Yes. Taffy and Dale calling in missing persons and freaking out. Lisa upstairs masturbating with a zombie. This movie is interesting.
Yeah, it was... Something.
Something is the word.
It's getting weirder by the minute.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not as, like, half this movie isn't a horror movie, half this movie is, like X was. But it definitely just continues to get weirder.
Yeah, it does. It gets more strange as you go on.
It never doesn't get weirder.
Yeah.
Like, it never normalizes.
It doesn't peak.
And it comes back. It just continues to get weirder
yeah.
until it weirds off into the fucking sunset.
Yes.
Lisa is not afraid of death, but she doesn't want to die a virgin. This is something that is easily solved. This girl could fuck so often. She's attractive enough that she could just go get laid. Right?
You'd think.
Yeah. Instead, she has to fuck a zombie.
Well, no. She's trying to go fuck that dude that she likes at school. The zombie wants to fuck her.
Right.
But she's oblivious to that.
He's leaking bugs. I think it's acceptable.
She doesn't seem to mind.
Does it? Well, every time he...
Though, if his tears smell bad, yeah, can imagine you
what
imagine?
His cum smells like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, God. I just had, like, a picture of the coconut from Reddit.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. That's probably what it smells like, though. That's probably what his cum's like.
Oh,
the
no.
coconut. God damn it. Why won't that ever leave me? Why will that be with me for the rest of my life? Why do
forever.
I have Why do I have to fucking know that forever about that coconut? Why do I have to know it? I don't want to.
All of Reddit knows it too, and it circulates. It comes back. It's a new generation.
God damn it, it does come back.
Yes.
So you can't forget it even
no.
if you
new
could
generations
have it.
Then expose it to yeah.
Son of a bitch. Do you know how long it's been since I've thought about that fucking coconut? Too damn long. Well, no, not too long.
Not
the perfect
long enough.
Amount of time.
You are welcome.
Fuck. Well, you've thought of it now, too.
I don't care.
He did not die a virgin. He did it once, and he loved her. So she's going to do it with Michael. That's what that leads to. I don't think the creature's too pumped about that.
No. She kind of hurt his feelings.
Yeah. Lisa could be a little more supportive of Laffy Taffy here. Taffy is kind of dumb, but she's been on our side the whole time, as far as we knew. Word is out that Doug is missing. Guess who is not in class? Michael fucking Trent. Guess who was called to the principal's office? Lisa fucking Swallows. They're on to Lisa somehow.
It was that girl.
I guess, but isn't that fucking Michael's girlfriend? She was all around him. Lisa's done talking to the cops. The creature is killing old grandpas now. He's out driving around. Lisa out just stomping like a petulant child. But they're together, so he's driving her to see Michael. They have arrived at Michael's house. It's a nice fucking house, too. This is a typical liberal fucking rich kid.
Mm-hmm.
These fucking kids are a dime a dozen. There's another car in the driveway.
Yeah, like you can clearly see her sister's car, but she didn't notice.
No, she didn't notice at all. Taffy and Michael are in bed together, and now we know where that hickey came from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's not good. In walks the creature. You know what he does?
He cuts that boy's dick off. It goes flying through the air and lands in a garbage can.
Yes.
Dick and balls.
Yes.
Because they show you the shadow of it flying through the air.
It was basically someone threw a dildo.
Yes.
So what do you think he's going to do with cutting the dick and balls off?
Rich. He takes that dick and balls with him.
Yeah, he does.
He needs it. Because apparently he was missing them.
Yeah. So I don't know what they did to this man that they cut his hand, ear, dick, and balls off. But it must have been good. Whatever the fuck he did, mustn't have been great. So Lisa does save Taffy, but she's going to have to sew that dick on this guy.
Pretty traumatized. Yeah.
Yeah, and Lisa's going to have to sew a dick on this guy. Like, she's going to have to.
Yeah.
Taffy is kind of scared of Lisa right now, and I guess that's deserved. But Lisa has a little heart-to-heart with Taffy, how much she appreciated how nice she was to her.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa grabbed that axe, and it's time to end this. But she can't do it. He loves her, and she realizes it. Taffy is just wandering the fuck around.
And she didn't know that he took the dick and balls with.
No.
She thought he's now finally lost it, and she's going to have to send him back to where it belongs.
Yeah.
And so she was just going to, she was going to do the thing. And then she realizes that he cut the dick off for her.
For her.
So he can fuck her with the boy's dick.
Yeah. They kill a cop. And back to the tanning bed. She's going to sew that dick on and electrocute his ass. I kind of wish she'd shave his sideburns, too, because that looks awful.
Yeah, well.
But it doesn't matter. It's time to do this. He carries her to the bed. Gentle kisses. Bugs still falling out of his fucking hair. She takes charge, climbs on top, because it's the only way to keep bugs from falling onto her. And back to animation. The implication is that they do indeed fuck.
Yeah.
So they fuck. She fucks a goddamn zombie.
Yeah. And now she won't die a virgin.
Right. Sirens. She's climbing into the tanning bed now, and she's committing suicide. He sets it to max bronze, and it catches on fucking fire.
I don't understand why she is killing herself.
I don't think she wants to go to jail forever for killing everybody.
Like, they didn't even, like, try to run away. She was just like, well, I guess I'll just die.
But she got that fucking zombie with her. He's got to be a goddamn drag. But she wanted to die since the beginning of this fucking movie. But it doesn't kill them both. Because her grave says beloved wife. So that means he's still around. And at the pond, they're both still around. Because he's reading to
her. She's all wrapped in gauze like she's got burns all over her body. And he is more alive than ever and can talk.
Yeah. So she too has been brought back to life.
What is happening?
I don't know. Did she
not die? She actually die? And he brought her back and now she's semi-zombie and healing. Did she not die and he changed his mind and pulls her out and now she just has fucking third degree burns all over her body?
No, what I think happened is she died and he brought her back. So they're both kind of dead.
Whatever. It was weird as fuck and that was the end.
Because what would be in the grave? There would be a body. So I counted her as dead just for the fuck of it. So did you like it?
I don't know.
It seems like you liked it more when we watched it than you do today.
It's not that I dislike it. It's just weird. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting. It kept my attention.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. And it wasn't offensive in the way that some horror movies are to your sensibilities.
It wasn't scary. It didn't jump scare me. It was just odd.
Mm-hmm.
Very odd and interesting.
That's pretty much what I said. I liked it. Not my favorite or anything, but different and entertaining, which it was. It was quirky, but weirdly, it almost wasn't quirky enough. It almost could have used a little more. Mm-hmm. They could have ratcheted it up a little bit. Usually, I would never think that's the case. I would be like, this movie is too fucking quirky. But not in this one. I think it could have quirkied it up a little bit. I laughed, but just not a ton. But when we finished the movie, it seemed as if you liked it more than I did. And I think that's probably still the case. Lisa Frankenstein is not loved by critics, 51% on Rotten Tomatoes. Audiences gave it an 81%.
Hmm.
So this is a cult classic movie.
Yeah.
So already. It lost a bit of money at the box office. It only made $9.9 million on a budget of $13 million. But like I said, this is already becoming a cult classic, so I'm fairly sure in the long run the movie will make money. If not, it won't get a sequel or anything like that. But nobody's going broke over this movie.
Yeah.
I don't think this is really the type of movie that deserved to lose money, because it's not bad. Like, you might not like it or whatever, but this is not a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, objectively, it's weird. It's nonsense at some points, but it's not bad. It's well made. It's fun. It's interesting. So this isn't the type of movie that I think deserved to lose money, and it sucks that it did.
It seems like a really big price tag. $13 million.
It does seem like. I was thinking that too. Like, where did they spend all that money? Because none of these are huge actors. There's not a whole lot of special effects.
And, yeah, that
like,
was weird.
What the special effects are aren't anything like special. It's not like they have fucking Thanos CGI'd into this movie somewhere. This is all pretty standard stuff. So it does seem like they spent a lot of money to make this movie. But yeah, that was Lisa Frankenstein. Pretty decent. Not the best, not the worst.
And that wasn't the first time he played Frankenstein.
No. Did you like that, though? That was a good little fact.
I do like that.
That's a good little fact. I'm glad we were able to hide it from you.
Frankenstein, have fun with your friends.
I think in Big Daddy, though, that was twins that played him. So it was like him and his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they're real little like that, a lot of times it's twins, because it's the only way they could fucking have actors on set long enough to film the goddamn movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you had like the Olsen twins and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the child labor laws. But yeah, I'm good. I have nothing else to add. Do you?
No.
Then say goodbye, Carolyn.
Goodbye, Carolyn.